Hello and welcome to the podcast Enlarge Your Vocabulary, a podcast focused on words that have fallen off the playlist, so to speak, no longer used, but still hold relevance today if only we knew what they were. And that's what the podcast is all about, exploring some of those old words and seeing if we can get them into our everyday vernacular. Today, as I put the podcast together, I'm sporting a winter sniffle, so please do excuse my sound as I make my way through. However, the word of the day must go out. Oh, what a trooper. Okay, let's get going. I ask you, is there a sport, nay, has there ever been a sport, where players and fans alike, in intimate unison, manducate in perfect concert, as displayed in the great American pastime, baseball? From the pitcher to the catcher, the shortstop, around the bases, including the outfielders, and of course those close in, all chomping to the same beat. But here comes the batsman. He must create an effrontery and out-manducate them all, starting with the lead chomper, the manducator lead, the pitcher. Slowly he walks to the plate, manducating with each step, manducating, manducating. And the dance begins between the pitcher and the batsman. Well, I jest slightly. But should you find yourself looking for a more elegant word to describe the action of chewing, look no further, my friend, than the 15th century noun manducate. Manducate, to chew as in thoughtful contemplation, to chew as to ruminate. Of course, chewing one's food before dispatching it down the hatch is perfectly normal, and those in the know advise that one should chew a tasty morsel some 32 times before the final swallow, excluding meat, which ought to get up to 40 vigorous chomps before being dispatched. Who among us has not at some point in life been told, and sometimes sternly, to chew your food? We are in fact being asked to please manducate more thoroughly. The thought brings back visions of my Canadian friend Hendrik pleading with his pedigree dog, Cody, the Doberman, to please chew, Cody, chew, and even demonstrating the art of chewing to the dog. All to no avail, as Cody's pre-programmed brain, his style of eating, was more like a turbo vacuum cleaner as he hoovered down everything put in front of him, including Hendrik's hand, if he wasn't quick enough. A mandicator is someone who, shall we say, is a vigorous chewer of their food. To manducate is to chew. And manducating is engaging in chewing. In the household I was raised in, there were certain rules around the dinner table that were to be abided by at all times. 1. Sitting up straight at the table. Absolutely no slouching allowed. That would incur a stern, beady-eyed stare from both parents. 2. Don't even think of resting one's elbows on the table. 3. All manducating was to be done unseen. In other words, mouth shut tightly. Years later, I found myself in a country among a nation of people that had never heard of such eating manducating etiquette. Now, not sitting up straight, I could swallow. Even elbows and arms on the table, okay, I can accept. But the camel's back was broken to smithereens at the sight of a restaurant full of people manducating with mouths as open as the front gate. But the full heart attack happened when, after shoveling as much food as one could into the cave-like mouth, the said eater then attempted to talk with no sense of shame. The tables that we sat at were round, so everybody could look at you in the face. After being hit by 14 different types of half-chomp food, chin, cheeks and forehead, looking down at my white shirt that now resembled a colourful pizza, I instantly appreciated my parents' strict manducating table manners. And though I enjoyed living in that nation for many years, I don't think I was alone in finding mealtimes rather challenging. So when looking for a more posh-sounding word than chew, look no further than manducate. An example or two. Simon, manducate a little slower, please. Jean, no talking while manducating, thank you very much. Manducate, come on, give it a whirl and slip it into your lexicon today. Until next time, my fine feathered manducator, do take good care of yourself. I'm Flordius Maximus, Jeremy Thomas Jefferson.